Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. So let's be brutally honest here. Every day people die, and I don't know them. And it would be not too far of a throw to get out there and say, well, they don't really matter to me because I don't know who they are. I don't know anything about them. I don't know their male, female, how long they've lived, any of that stuff. However, I do notice what goes on around me. And for a very long time since I've been an adult, the thing with me has been innocent civilians. That's where I draw the line. I care about innocent civilians. I don't need to know who what their name is, what color they are, you know, how tall, how short. I don't need to know any of that. And for that reason, I now ask this question. If you are a proponent of BLM, I hate to tell you this, but apparently only some Black Lives Matter to you. Only some. And my question to you is, why is that the case? Because it's quite easy to just see what goes on within that world. On March the 14th, 2021, 27 people were shot, 4 killed in a major American city. There was very little local news coverage. There was no national news coverage. March 21st, week later, 2021, a gunman walks into a Boulder, Colorado supermarket, opens fire, and kills 10 people before he was stopped. This created a massive national coverage. Victims were white. Shooter was reported as being white. Turned out to be Syrian. Maybe he was even a Trump supporter. The first event that I just mentioned happened in Chicago. That's a weekend in Chicago. It's not unusual. In the first 3 months of this year, 762 people have been shot in Chicago. 144 homicides. 83% of the victims, or 120 people, are black. Since 2009, there have been 6,732 murders in Chicago. Day after day, month after month, good year after bad year, 1.6 people per day on the average are murdered in Chicago, and the majority are young black men. Now see, here's the malfeasance. Society knows how to stop the killing. New York became one of the safest cities in the world by getting serious about gun crime. And they did actually tamp down on this. There's a lot of people, well, Bill, what about those civil rights things? Well, it's hard for me to find fault with the way they pulled back crime and the way crime has exploded since they got rid of that. This was during the era of stop and frisk. This was the big thing that nobody liked. This is where police would stop and frisk individuals engaged in suspicious behavior. If an illegal weapon was found, an arrest would be made. And what happened because of that was individuals stopped carrying guns. Shootings and gun homicides thus declined. In 1990, there were 2,605 homicides. In 2017, there was 550. Then there's this add-on effect of simply enforcing gun laws. Individuals most likely carrying guns were drug dealers and enforcers, illegal gun dealers, and stick-up artists. With those people off the streets, the aggressive gun effort helped drive down the overall crime rate. You would think Chicago would copy what worked in New York City. Well, that hasn't ever happened, ever. It's never been tried. It's never been stopped. It's never been ruled. Chicago has an ordinance requiring anyone convicted of gun-related violence or illegal gun possession to go to police headquarters yearly and register their home address. But it's rare that anyone is punished for failing to comply with the law, modeled on similar measures that were credited with helping reduce crime elsewhere. Chicago's sometimes analysis found most of these cases get dismissed in court, and that's typically done at the request of lawyers representing City Hall. High Chicago murder rate is more than just not enforcing gun law, too. Officers' hands are tightly bound when it comes to stop and frisk stops as a result of a settlement with the ACLU to reform the procedure. In addition, there is little leadership or publicity about the bloodbath. Black Lives Matter is not leading protests against the murders. Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton and Senators Durbin and Duckworth and the 18 United States representatives that are from that area all seem to be missing in action. No headlines in the Chicago Tribune or the LA Times or the USA Today or anything. It seems that young black men from the ghetto have no political value. They don't vote. They don't make political contributions. Lax enforcement of gun law, little stop and frisk, and no leadership. Every 14 hours and 42 minutes in Chicago, somebody's going to die. At the hands of, due to homicide. And the beat goes on. Day after day. Month after month. Year after year. You might ask, who cares about this? For those of us looking at some of the things that they're trying to do, in the name of this crime that happens in these places where they do nothing about it, where they could stop it right now, but they won't. They use this as a springboard to come after our rights. But that's paid for in the blood of young people. And they are members of gangs, but these are young people with no family, no economic opportunity, and no education. All the things, and I'll bring this home to roost in the next segment, but these are all things that were guaranteed in the United States, the American experiment. This was something we were going to put in place. Now, there are people that care, the brothers and the sisters, the parents if they're present, the grandparents. But the people who were actually in a position to stop all this killing, they're willfully blind to the ongoing bloodbath around them. We're losing generations of young people. While at the same time, we're not reproducing very much. So we got consignments of people that are dying because we won't do anything about it. And at the same time, we're not even taking care of our own business here. This is what leftism is. This is what the Democrats... This is a result of the blue check system. And you can look around and you'll see this sort of thing everywhere. Maybe varying degrees of severity. But this is what's happening right now in Chicago. While we're being lambasted, we're being told we're racist and it's systemic and this, it's that, it's the other. And where they could make a difference and actually lead the way and show me the example, they're not. So what's going on in Chicago? By any other name, this is slow motion genocide. Period. And young people are paying for this. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. 2013, Core Essentials set out to redefine a man's belt. Blending innovation with superior material, the Core Essentials belt came into focus, highlighting a better fit, better styling, and increased function. Equally at home peeking out of a blazer or a plate carrier, the EDC gun belt answers every need of the modern gun carrier. Core Essentials. That's K-O-R-E, essentials.com.
What makes the best is that they're always getting better.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold
uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
That's the home of the binary trigger, the home of the Salus line, the militia line, Providence, Reformation. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Right now, well, I say for right now, for the very longest time, the blue checks have been pursuing ignorance as policy. Let me explain. In an 1816 letter to his friend Charles Yancey, Thomas Jefferson wrote, "The functionaries of every government have propensities to command at will the liberty and property of their constituents. There is no safe deposit for these but with the people themselves, nor then can they be safe with them without information." And what he was doing was making the case for taxpayer-funded public school. He believed an educated electorate with access to a free press would be proof against the government's inclination to encroach upon our liberty. You got to wonder what he would look at today and what he would think. I even wonder if he would recognize where he's at. It's useful to consider this question now, considering that our president's first State of the Union address was archetypical of an expression of the propensity to command to which Jefferson alluded. So if you get rid of all of the nonsense and the outright balderdash, it was a call for the expansion of an already bloated federal behemoth. He was pitching a $2 trillion infrastructure plan, and it includes programs to which few taxpayers would apply that term. It would spend far more money on entitlement programs than on roads and bridges. And Senator Tim Scott expressed this in his response to it. He said, "Republicans support everything you think of when you think of infrastructure. Roads, bridges, ports, airports, waterways, high-speed broadband. We're all in. But again, Democrats want a partisan wish list. Less than 6% of the president's plan goes to roads and bridges. It's a leftist wish list of big government waste plus the biggest job-killing tax hikes in a generation. Experts say when all is said and done, it would lower American wages and shrink our economy. Infrastructure, spending that shrinks our economy, is not common sense." Now everybody thinks that Tim Scott should be the next president. Well, a few do, anyway. This would all be too obvious to any beneficiary of the kind of education and journalism envisioned by Jefferson. But the academies favored by the sage of Monticello were a far cry from the union-controlled indoctrination centers that passed for public schools in this era. He wouldn't recognize the system. 19% of whose graduates are functionally illiterate as an education system at all. And as for the press, well, it's unlikely that he would dignify today's corporate media by calling it a free press, because they collude with politicians to misinform the voters. This is where ignorance as a policy becomes a thing. Now, why is this a problem? Why is this a problem for me and you as gun owners and everything else? Well, see, in time, maybe not this generation, maybe not the next, maybe not the next, but one day it will get to the point to where people will think, well, we shouldn't. Why should we have guns if the government doesn't want us to have them? We'll forget what the founders set up. At the State of the Union address, no major news outlet noted that most of the president's assertions were misleading. When he claimed that tax hikes were good for the economy and added that the trickle-down economies have never worked, nobody informed his sparse audience that this term is a meaningless trope concocted by the Democrats decades ago, aiming at Reagan. See, that's the thing about, you know, Biden's been around so long, he can recall certain things that, you know, most of us weren't alive to remember. History's proven that Reagan's economy was crazy successful. But here's the problem. neither the media nor the public schools seem any, they show any inclination at all to do their jobs. And consequently, when Biden solemnly pledged to root out systemic racism in our criminal justice system, few in his audience had any idea about Biden's career as a senator, which was spent hobnobbing with white supremacists like Senators James O. Eastland, Democrat from Mississippi, and Herman E. Talmadge, Democrat from Georgia. Even fewer knew that Biden was among the most ferocious opponents of desegregation. He was one that wanted to keep on forced integration in schools. Well, he was one that didn't like that. I'm sorry. But he did unauthor the Biden-Eagleton bill that prevented the Justice Department from bringing desegregation lawsuits. So this ignorance of late 20th century history compounds a far larger education deficit concerning American history in general. The problem here now is it isn't clear how many voters are intellectually equipped to process the historical knowledge they possess, and they don't possess much. Jefferson assumed that the electorate with access to taxpayer-funded schools and a fourth estate free of overt government censorship would protect our basic liberties. But the education system and the media have both been compromised by the very despots they were meant to keep in check. They have been and continue to dumb down the voters at a level at which they will eventually be incapable of self-government. And Jefferson, in the same letter to Charles Yancey, wrote, "If a nation expects to be ignorant and free, it expects what never was and never will be. This is the price democracy exacts for ignorance." Quite the multifaceted front they have on us. They've got, and you know, we sit around and while they're out there decrying systemic racism, I love the part where nobody points out to anybody that they own all the system. They've got it all. They got all everything right now. So should be a pretty easy thing to fight. But we'll see. We'll see what we get as we go forward. But you know, ignorancy as policy. Interesting. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrats and Republicans are putting a different spin on the April jobs report. The economy adding 266,000 jobs in April, far below expectations. Republican National Committee Chair Ronna McDaniel issuing a statement saying that President Biden is squandering the economic recovery he inherited from President Trump and Republicans. Meanwhile, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi putting out a statement saying the disappointing jobs report is an urgent call to action. One thing that both sides agree on is that the numbers were disappointing. As far as how many jobs economists were expecting to be added, Mark Hamrick, senior economic analyst with Bankrate.com, tells USA Radio News.
We were looking for on the order of 1 million jobs being added on the month on the heels of roughly 1 million in the previous month.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. Another state is joining Montana to end extended unemployment benefits.
South Carolina joined Montana in announcing they will end their participation in the federal COVID-19 unemployment plans. Governor Henry McMaster, a Republican from South Carolina, cited the hardship endured by small businesses who can't find people to hire. In Montana, the $300 weekly unemployment bonus will be replaced on June 27th with a $1,200 return-to-work bonus. Governor Greg Gianforte, Republican from Montana, says incentives matter and the vast expansion of federal unemployment benefits is doing more harm than good. End quote. South Carolina's participation in the program ends June 30th. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot is approaching $400 million. The estimated jackpot of $370 million would be the 22nd time the game has paid out over $300 million. The cash option, $254 million. USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out, FranklinArmory.com. I love it when someone comes out with an opinion that we didn't ask for. I especially love it when that someone doesn't have a dog in the fight. Enter Bloomberg columnist Sir Max Hastings. I've sort of ignored him all this week. He decided to share his thoughts on guns and crime and the differences between his native Britain and the United States. In, I grew up on guns, but now I've learned to love firearm control. He had a father who brought home keepsake weapons from the Second World War. He claims he became exceptionally proficient at taking apart and reassembling guns as a child. No proof of that one. This glimpse into his background is provided to preempt the common response of American enthusiasts to the rest of the world's horror, which is foreigners don't understand guns. Not really quite the point. Foreigners, regardless of how well they may handle guns, don't understand America or Americans. He writes that the association of right-wing patriotism with gun ownership is a recent construct, with it being a fiction that weapon ownership is an inherent part of American identity. Well, I don't know that it's a integral part of the national identity. It is a matter of personal choice, but the right to possess and bear arms has something of a longer and more celebrated pedigree than Sir Max is putting on here. The United States Supreme Court, in the Heller decision, traced the right back to English precedents that predated the creation of the United States. Predated Sir Max also. And we get the Second Amendment was not intended to lay down a novel principle, but rather codified a right inherited from our English ancestors. Now, according to Sir Max, and this is one of my favorite parts of Sir Max's diatribe, it is a truth universally acknowledged that possession of a gun facilitates homicide and suicide. Because it requires absurdly little physical effort or even psychological commitment to point and fire a gun. States that no other country comes close to the scale of gun ownership in the United States with, and his number is low, 400 million weapons or 46% of all the world's guns. It's higher than that, Sir Max. His information and premise are correct, one would expect the United States to also dominate homicide and suicide rates worldwide by a spectacular margin. Here's the problem. Firearms have not propelled America to the top of the charts. The rate of suicide in the United States is below that of Japan, France, South Korea, Poland, Switzerland, Hungary, and Belgium. Russia and Lithuania have rates twice as high as the U.S. And we are far from being the global leader in homicide. One source indicates the U.S. rate of death by interpersonal violence-homicide in 2017 was just 6 per 100,000. The same as Cuba, Moldova, Argentina, and Thailand. But well below that of Guatemala, 36.6, Mexico, 34.1, Brazil, 30.1, Costa Rica, 10.4, and of all, or all of Eastern Europe, 13.0. But statistics aside, his own story, his own personal history, sort of undermines his claim there. Despite growing up in a home where his father was putty about guns, these firearms apparently drove nobody in the Hastings family to homicide or self-harm. The only apparent victim of gun violence was a television accidentally shot by Hastings, one of the wonderfully rackety experiences of his childhood. Just shot on TV. That was just major. A particularly disappointing reference in his article relates to the rise of gun sales in 2020 as the pandemic intensified nameless, undefined fears. Many of these gun owners cannot credibly explain what threat their personal arms are supposed to defend against. It would be hard to shoot a virus, for instance. Nobody out there, you dim-witted Brit, was going to try to shoot a virus. We also know that the police were pulling back. They were being defunded. There were riots all over the place, burnings all over the place. But this guy, he thinks you are just too simple, too ignorant to grasp the nature of COVID-19. What was going on was you were looking at the riots and the unrest that swept across the country last year, together with the police stand-down orders and the calls to slash law enforcement resources. At least one academic has pointed to these events and the unwillingness or inability of local authorities to stop looting, rioting, and other lawless and violent behavior as proof of the importance of the right to have the means of self-defense. Individuals, under the impression they have no need to arm themselves because protection is available from the police, have very clear and legitimate apprehensions when the politicians and the others abdicate their responsibility and ignore or encourage criminal behavior, and then you get a breakdown of public order. Sir Max, he gets out there, firmly rejects the self-help option. If my wife and I found ourselves faced with intruders, I would not think of reaching for one of my guns. Such a response would probably prompt my indictment for using a firearm with intent to endanger life. He also says that most of his fellow British subjects flinch from guns, and I've come to believe that my compatriots' wariness is a fault on the right side. Then there's the case of Tony Martin. He's a farmer in an isolated rural area. He'd been robbed six times and notified the police during a break-in at his home in 1999. He shot at and killed one burglar and wounded the other. He was convicted of murder and sentenced to life in prison. And although this was later downgraded to manslaughter, he's still in prison. The surviving burglar was sentenced to 36 months, was released early. Martin was denied parole because he posed an unacceptable risk to burglars. Probation officer's report cited Martin's unwavering belief that he is the one who's been wronged by the first instance of the burglars and the second by the criminal justice system, as these entrenched views make him a high risk of behaving similarly in the future. And to further fling against Martin, the career criminal burglar applied for and received legal aid funding for his civil lawsuit seeking damage. Martin was expected to fund his defense himself. I'm glad I'm not, I'm half British. I'm glad I don't actually live there. And, yeah. So, a UK police website advises that the only fully legal self-defense product a person may buy is a rape alarm. And warns, you must not get a product which is made or adapted to cause a person injury. In the same spirit, the police weapon sweeps of parks and streets display scissors, pliers, and a file, and a length of pipe and other oddments, a rusty screwdriver, a rustier knife, a bent carving fork, a hockey stick, a handsaw, and cutlery knives. Now, if you didn't see these, you would look at these and say, hey, that's a bunch of garbage. But Hastings maintains that widespread firearms ownership is a pollutant, and the British are better, much safer society without handguns. Except they're not. 2012 violent crimes per 100,000. Smoke that, Sir Max. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. So when this Hastings article was seen, Lee Williams of the Second Amendment Foundation investigative reporting branch decided to find somebody out there to counter this, and this is paramount because this has been sorely needed for some time. And, well, this guy's name is Martin Hyde. He is a naturalized American citizen from the UK. And he is currently primarying Congressman Vern Buchanan, Republican, because of his support for HB 8 in Florida. So, he took exception to Sir Hastings' pontificating on things of his adopted homeland that aren't his business, which proves some of the Brits haven't learned much since the days of King George. He's speaking as somebody born and raised in the UK who's called the United States and Florida in particular his home for the past 22 years. Sir Max rambled on for an eternity decrying America and Americans for not agreeing with his statement that we're a better, much safer society without handguns. He also opined that it's terrifyingly easy to touch a trigger and broadcast devastation and death. In Britain, they refer to people like this who really don't have a clue as a twit. And this is a rather classically British twit. What he doesn't get is that it is exactly the point about the right and need to defend yourself. To understand how such opinions are formed, it started with his hugely privileged education at Charterhouse School, $50,000 annually, followed by Oxford University, and then to the home of the British media elite at the BBC. He tells us somebody who grew up with guns because there were some unused weapons in his home. That's like saying I'm a great vintner because I have a bottle or two of wine in my drinks cabinet that I've never opened. In any event, Sir Max doesn't restrict himself to stupid comments on guns. He's also been quoted recently saying that the Welsh people, wanting independence from the UK, couldn't survive independently from the UK because they're dependent on English largesse. So his buffoonery isn't restricted to comments about American gun rights. He also rather outrageously suggested that a war between China and the U.S. over Taiwan is imminent and inevitable, with China to be the victor of that conflict. These comments tell everyone that Sir Max is indeed a Brit twit of the highest level. One thing that anybody that comes over to this country that embraces what this country about learns is the United States is not the United Kingdom. And that Americans fought to leave the control of Britain for good reason. Now, in the case of Mr. Hyde, he got here some 200 years after the Revolutionary War. But when he came here, he did so because we have a Constitution and a Bill of Rights that would be made available to him as a citizen. Sir Max is a historian with many books to his name, but when it comes to the history of America and the Constitution, he sorely lacks an understanding. America was established with a certain knowledge that its people were escaping a form of dictatorship and censorship, and dreamed of a life where government stayed out of the daily lives of the people that lived there. The writers of the Constitution knew firsthand that the rights enshrined in it would be of limited value without a means of protecting those rights from a future attempt by government to take these inalienable rights away. Founding fathers foresaw what happened a couple of weeks ago in the White House Rose Garden when Joe Biden tried to start America down the road to gun confiscation with his assertion that no amendment is absolute. Now, thankfully, Mr. Hyde, when he got here, one of the phrases he lost was, "This is not how we do it at home." Because he believed what was happening here was much more reasonable. "When in Rome, do as the Romans do," is his saying. In the same way that Floridians use the mantra, "Don't New York my Florida," he would like to suggest not UKing his Florida either. His personal journey on the Second Amendment and gun ownership has evolved over the past 22 years to the point where he's now the proud owner of guns for self-defense because he learned from living here what self-reliance and independence really mean. Like most immigrants, he has discovered firsthand how lucky he is to live in America and how important the constitutional rights are. When he saw that local Congressman Vern Buchanan had voted with just seven other House Republicans and every House Democrat over H.R. 8, which is a step towards gun registration and ultimately confiscation, he was horrified because he knew this was the slippery slope. He takes it upon himself to point out that as a former Brit, he wants everybody to know that not all are anti-gun twits like Sir Max. He's very concerned over protecting constitutional rights. He's decided to partake in the American experiment. We'll see. We'll see what we get out of Florida. Best of luck to Mr. Hyde. The interesting part here is that you see this, that the problem today, as I see it, when we're looking at the ignorance of education and everything else, with an immigrant, they have to learn this stuff. And an immigrant is probably, a naturalized citizen is probably more patriotic and more proud to be American than a native-born American. And I really don't understand that. The other part I don't understand is if everybody for those of you who think America is not the greatest place in the world to live, go try some others out. Go try some others out. So I want to see what you think. Go try out Germany. I've lived in Germany. I lived in Germany for 3 years. Germany is an ally. They're part of NATO. And in Germany, as an example, if you own land, you have to have the permission of the state to do anything with it. You have to show them what you want to do with it. Then they have to give you permission to do it. And then once you finally get it, you have to do it the way they prescribe. That doesn't sound like Well, it sort of sounds like a big HOA, doesn't it? Yeah. But in any event, I'm not against immigration. Never have been against immigration. I would not be here were it not for immigration because my mother is an immigrant. But the immigrants, the naturalized citizens, we could learn from them. We could learn from them because they have pride and they have awareness and they're not ignorant of what they came to. They're very cognizant of what they left and why they came here. So it is the dilemma we face, but in any event, I wish Mr. Hyde a lot of luck. And this is indicative of what Lee Williams is doing with this investigative reporting series he's doing for Second Amendment Foundation. They're going to be the counter to every little shred that comes out. They're going to counter that. They're going to find some outlet to carry it. That's a good thing. Sooner or later, some national outlet will pick it up. And then it'll be on, because a lot of people will sit back and go, now I just don't know if that's correct. I mean, is that true? Because, remember, ignorance is a policy. They're very happy with you not knowing what you should know. Truly. Hour number two is inbound. Later on in the show, we're going to be joined. Third hour, we're going to be joined by Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.